Okay, good morning. Zechnishmas Avi Mori, Yaakov Yisrael Pilchas, Zechnishmas Daniel Sheinemas, Yeshua Falak. Good morning, everybody. Okay, we'll pack at 24, Binyan Isser Shenishtana. Whereas, till now we've been discussing the concept of Isser Shenifsal, that something became an Eroi Lachila, so then the Isser goes off. But what if it's still Roi Lachila, it's just, it goes from one state to another state? The composition was changed. What is this story? Is that also called that the Issa goes off? Or it's only it becomes Nifsal? Or is the chemical composition could change? And it's not necessarily going from Roy to Ada Roy, but from one type of Roy to another type of Roy, but with a totally new composition of chemical composition of to create a different type of thing. So if you look here in the Pasuk in Chumash, it talks about the Samim, Taurus, Kach Lecha, Samim Rosh, Mar Dror, Chamesh Mios, etc. So what is Mar? So the Rambam says, on page 3, Perek Aleph, Halach Gimel, Amor Udam Hatzor B'chaya, Shebehodu. It's more as a blood of a Chaya, Chayat Meya, in India. And so it's blood of a Chaya Tmeya. So the Raven is the Kasha, Amar Avram, Ein Daiti Mekabelis, Yech Nisup, Maisa Hektesh Dam Shum Chaya Ba'olam, Kol Shekein Dam Chaya Tmeya. He says he feels it very strange that they're using Dam in the Torahs. You know, Dam is not something kosher, especially a Dam of Chaya Tmeya. Doubly Tamua. So he says, what is more? So he says, more is something totally different. More who Homer Bashir Ashirim, Basu Vagani, Achosi Kala, Arisi, Mori, Im Bisami, who min Asif. So it's a type of grass. Not blood. So it's a totally different shot. So if you look at the Kesef Mishnah, he says, so he says he's defending the Rambam. He says, no, it is blood, but the blood now is transformed into a spice. So it's nishtana. So therefore, in other words, you're saying blood is a davar tamei, but now it's transformed into a different composition. So the Ravid said, oh, it can't be this thing from the blood. But he says, no, maybe it can be. Now there's a Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachas here on page 4. Where he discusses Issa Shenishtana. He says, Chutz Mimushkat, first line of page 4, the Rabbeinu Yonah, on top line. Chutz Mimushkat Shemir Chayahu, Enum Masha Nikra Mor Batorah, also miyizve b'sadnehu. Shekhoso risi morim b'sadneh. El zemin chayehu. Yeshomu shuhu zeyes chayev. Anachon yosir shuhu yidu hi v'yeshlo oteres b'tzover shabit chabtsu b'chil chayin dam v'chachoz v'nasa mosh. So he also says this idea. That is, so he says, Moshka is Minchaya. Ain't a Mashanikra more but Torah. He says, more in the Torah is Asaf. Like the Ravid says. But he still believes in the concept of Nishtana. It's just that that's not but there is such a Moshka is something that's not what's in the Torah. And that's Dam Chaya that changed into something. And he says that Rabbeinu Meir, Haya Oser So Bachiba. Rabbeinu Meir says you can't eat the musk. But he says, no, he thinks it's okay. But you can. And the Rush in Brachas, so Rabbeinu Yonah says that there is a concept of Isur Shenishtana, that it becomes Mutter. But the Rush on page 5 says no. And there it, that he says, Moshko Zeis Chaim, Nacha Yosef Chaim, do a he, Shay Yeshe, Mazrachi, I also saw Lochlo, the Chashash Dab. Ben Yona perish the Efshur Litim Botam Lahatim, Lomar the Pirsha, it's the Shtana. So, but the Rush takes issue. And it says that maybe there's no such thing as Nishtan. It says, Ram Halevi, it's a misprint, it says Raz Halevi, Ram Halevi, and also Ochlo with the Chashash Dam. Chashash Dam. This is, we don't hold from the Shtana. So the Magen Avraham has an interesting question. He says, the Gemara Bechoros on page 6 of Vav Amud Beis has a discussion about Cholof. There's milk. So the Gemara has a discussion that maybe Cholof should be Aser. So why should Cholof be Aser? So like Rav Shechter pointed out, the Gemara has two possibilities. Either because Cholof comes from Dam, and Dam Nechav Vinasa Cholofs. Or, as Rav Shechter pointed out, the Gemara says maybe the live animal is Eber Menachai, and the milk is coming from a live animal, so it's Yotze Min Aser, and Eiver Min Chai is Aser. So either, sorry, Rav Shechter pointed out, the Gemara is asking, what's the heter to drink regular milk from a kosher animal? Potentially, there should be two reasons of to be aser. One is because it's Yotzei Menachai, and one reason is because maybe it's a dam. Right? So the Magen Avraham is going to ask Akasha that if there's a concept of Issa Shenishtaneh, then why should it be Osir Mitam Dam? But it was Nishtaneh to milk. So maybe it once started off as Dam, but the whole it was decomposed. Let's see. This halacha is in Shulchan Aruch Arachayim Reish Tez Zayin Tziv Beis, where it says, "Yoseh sheyotei mereach eitz umin eitz mevar korei etzei b'somim." So he talks about the mosque and the Magen Avraham. From page 7 in the bottom, hello. I'll call you back. We're middle of the year, so I'll call you back in a little bit. Okay, excellent. So, Mask Yesh Omrim Shehum Midam Tifkan Gimel in the Magen Avraham. Yesh Omrim Shehum Midam Shemitz Kabetz. The Garon Chaya, the Chacha Chosim Nasa Mosque. Right? So the question is, if you hold that two lines to the bottom, and he has died in Tarachian, the meaning of the Bechoris, the Cholov Chidushu, came with the Dam Nek of Nasa Cholov, it should be Yosef. Right? But if there's a concept of Issush and Ishtana, then it shouldn't be Yosef. So that's the question. How could the Poskim say that there's a concept of Issa Shenishtana if the Gemara knows if it's Nifsal, it's one thing. But if it's just Nishtana, maybe there's no such thing. And that's the Magen Avraham's. And the fact that the Gemara says you need a spot. So what's the Gemara answer? Eretz Avos Chalav and Dvash. That's one of the answers. So that, like Rav Shach always says, the Torah is praising. The Torah is praising Eretz Yisrael that it's Cholav Dvash, but it wouldn't, if Cholav is Aser, it would be praising Eretz Yisrael that has so much Cholav there, because Cholav is Treif, must be the Cholav is Kosher. But why did you say better? Why did you just say that it's a Shedishtana? So Magen Avraham says, you see from here that there's no such thing as an Issa Shedishtana, that an Issa Shedishtana remains Aser, like the Aram Rutenberg, the Beta Mayor.
Okay.
So now, if you look at the Prima Gaudim, Mishmato Zav, so he says, what if you have a mosque, you put mosque in a tafshil. Nitem a tafshil yosim yishishim. After the time of Vidi, yesh omrim she'osurak midrabban. Let's say you put this mosque thing. The mosque, again, is something that started off as blood, and it became a spice. And then you put it in a you put it in a tafshil. So at first glance, it should be batel b'shishim, but it's not because it's a spice, and the milsa davido taima is not batel b'shishim. But that's only in the rabban. Then we have a. And then we have a question: whether who do we paskin like? Do we paskin like the Rosh or the paskin Rabbi Yona? Because maybe musk is mutter. So on one hand, so l'chora becomes a suffix derabanan because the whole, but it becomes a spice even if the spice is aser, but it's bottled b'shishim, but it's a milsel David the timer, so it's not bottled. That's only in the derabanan, but maybe the spice is mutter. This is the shtana. So that's the question that the Prima Gadim deals with. So that's what he talks about in the Prima Gadim. Of how to treat it. Because on one hand, because if you say that you view it that it was originally blood, that is Batal and Shishim. And if you say that we follow what it is now it's a spice, but if now it's a spice, so then, and it gives tam, but it's not blood anymore. But the man of shach. And then the question is whether it's a din d'oraisa or not. This idea of milsa avido l'taima. So again, what on yom boy? Have the mandom avido l'taima min haTorah. Maybe you want to say maybe the milsa avido l'taima is Midaraisa, blood bartil. But if it's a vidula taima, then it's you're following the fact that it's a spice. If it's a spice, then it's not dam. Well, mokum manchak, it mustn't be karas linen. If you follow mustn't be karas dam. But if it's dam, it's bottle. It's the shishim. Shamin lotam shishim. Vata nefer for schools to use the most of those in dam harbe, but mokum zelosra Torah. Visual mokuf had over. Also came in Janessa Pamachas Lo Yotso Misarishon Mashenkin. I'm a Kalmur of Velitain. Kathila in the Vatlis of David Rabbanan. But if you have shishim, if you don't have shishim, but if you have shishim, then it's batel, and so that it's only a shiloh of milsa davido taima. The milsa davido taima is only the drabanan, and then you have a suffix drabanan because maybe the halacha is that it's the shtan is mutter. So if you don't have shishim, then you have a problem, because then it can be a suffix d'oraisa. But if this is a machlokas Rabbi Yonah and with the Rosh, whether we hold from the concept of Vishnu Shenishtana or not. So if you look in the Mishnah Brura, Yeah, Mr. Brewer is here on page 13. In the second arrow, he says, if the Shishim, which Prima Gormuth, Tadgan, Yeshua Smok, all the Vrayim, Lahokil, Avrachatil, Sheshit. In other words, this Machloikis is a Sophic, whether we hold that if something's a Shnan, it's Mutter or not. So if there's no Shishim, it's a Sophic Doraisa. But if there is Shishim, then it's a Sophic Doramana. Oh, okay, so that's the story. So Mela, so Rav Shechter says that if the whole issue is only an issue over the Rabbanon, then you could say that the Machloikis of Ishtanath Mutter is a Safik and that Safik the Rabbanon Lakul. So then there's this tshuva of the Chasam Sofer. He talks about making oil from grapes. Yeah, let's see what he says. Page 14. Popus Yusenu, Potech HaBarob HaKiros, also Shemen. He's making oil Michatzane HaAnov. So maybe from in the grape to something that they can make oil from. So the Chasam Sofer discusses Kibalti Nidon Shemen Hanasi Mishkeidim Magdalen Dinvei Chartzi Anovim Vehem Miyayin Nesech Malosam Chasam Masak Lashon Beer Kol Masam Lochi Mokam Leoni Shemukam Leisu Chokhiyam Shemukhatsan Mishapik Manasim Men Shemen Yesh Lahatya. Because maybe it's an issue Shinashtan. So this is Shinishtana, it should be Mutter. Because the Yain is the Shemen. Om Nam Agon Mokor Chaim, Hifri, Zalamid, and Maisi, Lodok, Asim, Shtam, Starvim, Om, Sad, Bishan, Bekemach. So that's the question. It might be an issue in the standard. So if you look here, the Shechter on his sefer, let's see. Shabbat Sefer is here on page 19. This is the Mishnah. So he says on the third column, page 19, Shabbat writes in Bikri Hatzon, Kanira the High Time, I'm a tough so poskim with Dina Kadasa Chazam Sefer. Shistam Yenam, if you have Stam Yenam, non-kosher wine. It wasn't the snasich, but it's stam yedem. And it's nishtane l'mashka to some sweet drink. Mutter, because stam yedem is only drabanan. And it's a shayla v'yisr shenishtane. So yisr shenishtane And the Rabbanan is mutter because the whole issue of Shtana is a machlokas Rishonim, so it's considered a suffix. And then, by a case of suffix, when it's a Rabbanan, we could be Mako, because the whole issue is only an issue of Rabbanan, Stam Yedem. So he wants to say, Rav Shechter, that a kidneyus is only a minnan. Question of enzymes. Corn syrup. So is that considered this is Shnishtana by a Rabbanan? So he wants to say of Shachta here that if the person of Meir Arik that that it has to, Isus Shanishtana has to be a change of taste. Like from sweet to sour. So that's what, reading. So, corn syrup if corn syrup and it becomes sorbitol he says who are dying sas mosok that's not called nishtana because it's still sweet even though it is a physical chemical change but it didn't change it has to also be a change in taste so Shechter's writing over here. So if it's not a change of taste, so then that will even go to the start. But if Shachter writes, if it's corn syrup, changed to become ascorbic acid, so that it goes from sweet to sour, so that would be considered nishtan. Okay. Yeah, so this this was a reading from the shiur I gave years ago in Rabbi Krohn's notes. We discussed Kosher Pesach Coca-Cola, that the reason why they made it Kosher Pesach is because of the kidneys that were in the Coca-Cola. Because the kidneys, you know, became sorbitol. So if it's sorbitol, it's still sweet. So then, as Rav Shapley writes, so that wouldn't be considered a Isur Shnishtana. Because it has to be not only the shtana, as Rav Shechter explained, the chemical composition has the taste has to be the shtana. So he says when you make Rav Shechter says here when you make something from corn syrup to ascorbic acid, so that would be the shtana.
Rebbe, quick question. How would this apply to like coffee creamer? That it's, I guess, a milk derivative, but it's lav dafka, you know, it's kind of taken apart, the milk enzymes are taken apart and then kind of put back together for the creamer.
And it's taste as well.
I'm not exactly sure, but I remember in my office, a guy who normally has Chol Yisrael told me that he is makil on coffee creamer because dafka, it's like a milk derivative, but lav dafka actually milk.
Uh-huh. Interesting.
Is that like a real heter? Like, for example, like, would someone be able to have that after, you know, having a meat meal?
So what if it's a creamer? But is it changing the taste? That's a question.
It's given a different taste than actual milk. It's, you know, it's given like the sweeteners from something else, but I think the creaminess
discuss here. Is it enough of a significant change in taste? You know, from sweet to sour, you know what I mean? That type of thing. I don't know if that's from milk to I don't know if that's sufficient change of taste.
Got it. I'll do more research on the nature of it.
Okay, and then we discussed the whiskey. So if the whiskey is made of wine and it goes from wine to whiskey, so if it's made from wine. So it's the Shtane. But it. Right. So the question is the wine is a Stavienum de Rabbanon, and now you make whiskey. This is the Rabbanon. So. So, at one glance, you could say it's, you know, so the question is, do we say that it's totally in that much? Like Rav Shechter was discussing before, that there are abundance, you could say, is the din of Issa Shadashtana. But over here, there's another Nakuda that is relevant, and that is the question is whether Stam Yainim is Asur Bahana. Because if it's Asur Bahana, so then it's not going to help. Mechaber says it's Stam Yainim, you have non kosher wine, it's Asur Bahana. The Ramah says it's not Asur Bahana. So if it's also b'hana, then there's no heter of nishtana. Because like just like you have chametz with Pesach, if you take a piece of bread on Pesach and you make it into charcoal, it's nishtana, you still can't eat the charcoal, even though the charcoal was nishtana. Because when it's hana, it's always also. It's just nishtana is only in the achila. So if you hold like that, the Rav Chaim Hoser said, if you hold like the Mechaber, it's a Nisar Anah, it's not going to be Mutter. But if you hold like the Ramah, it's only a Nisar Shtia, and it's the Shtana, so then it could be Mutter because it's only a Nisar Ramah. And then the Sefer. That's the focus here. That's the true of Rav Chaim Hoser on page 25. And on page 26, and then we have then the true of Rav Chaim Hoser. Is on page 24. But then you have a sefer Yain Malchus. He says he wants to give another svara that there's no din of the shtana. So one svara is what Rav Chaim Hoser said, that if you hold like Ramot, says, sir, I know they're not going to be. There was this whiskey that's made from wine. So Rav Chaim Moses says, well, if you hold like the Ramah, you can't be Mekel, even though it's an Issa Shenishtana, but there's no Issa Shenishtana in the Issa Hanah, because something that's also Hanah never becomes Putta. But then he quotes here from the Chut Eved Yikara. He says that the din of Issa Shirishtan is only if it comes from Basar to Dvash. In other words, Basar is a natural creation, and Dvash is a natural creation. So it went from one type of species to another type of species. But when it goes from wine to whiskey, whiskey is not another type of species that was made, that is made by Kadosh Baruch Hu. What's in the veil also for all the dvash? Because Yain Saraf is a man-made thing. Nishtana means it was Nishtana from one species of God-made species to another. But if it goes from Kadosh Baruch Hu's species to a man-made species, that's not called Nishtana. That's from the Shun Evan Yikara. So going to from wine to whiskey, he says, even if you don't say like the Ramah, it still would not be a din of Issa Shinishtan. And then there was one more thing about the Gemara, Temura, about a froch. Beitzes Trefa. So maybe it's like offer, and then it becomes weak from the throw off. So the Gemara says, because in the middle of the process, when it goes from the froach it says that it was become offer in the middle. So why do you have to become offer in the middle? Just say that it's becoming the froach from the Beitz Streif is becoming a froach. Even if it didn't, it's just the Shtana. So you see that Shtana is not good enough. That's, I think, the Magen Avraham brings out of the Raya. The Magen Avraham didn't like the concept of the Shtana. He based on the Gemara Bechoros that there's no such thing. If it was, then why did you have to look for ether for milk? That's the Chazanishin, page 18, discusses the Sugya of Cholov, quotes the Nodi Yehuda. The dam shebishlo is mutter. Ain't no over alof. I mean, at least there's no malchus. So if dam toned in the cholov, certainly it should be mutter. Because dam shebishlo is not royal as rikal mizbeach. So cholov is also not royal as rikal mizbeach. So he says, that if the Shina is done by the Adam, Shina Begeshem Ha'isim Rambatim Lo Choshev Ha'am, that's not called Panim Chadoshes. It's only if it's Nasa Memelo. Kim Shem Adam Vush Panim Chadoshes Lo Choshev Mishave. Kim Achol of Yesh Vesor Shem Da Hadam Kadorim Have a Yosef Vesher Adamino Dosen Ocho Fiuli Lo Chol Adam Mahave Chol of Mitzvah Adam of the Kolom. So he says, again, how could it be, because the Mishnah said, that Dam Shemishlo was Mutter and Cholov should be Osa? So he says, because Dam Shemishlo is Osa because it's done by the other. The Cholov that Nasa, Dam Shemasa Cholov, is still could be usher because it's a natural progression, the way the Crow writes it. So from Dam to Cholov. And the Dam is creates the Cholov, similar to Miyotze. So therefore, that's not considered, I guess, Shtana, that's part of the progression of its creation. But if you do something by human beings, you make a change, that could be mutter. And then he has here a crone in the notes here that this could answer up the Magen Avraham's kasha, because from Cholov to Dam, the Dam itself is changing. That's not called Nishtana, it's happening by itself. It's a natural progression. Okay. Different possibilities. Okay, so tomorrow, Bez Hashem, packet 25 is Pasachim. So, Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pack. Okay. So, I'm going to turn off the shear now and we'll come on in 5 more minutes. In the main of its arc, sure.